The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with this week's devotional, A View from the Rabbit Hole. And our scripture text is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, in which the Apostle Paul writes, "Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God." Yikes! Get me a light, somebody. I think I've fallen down the rabbit hole. Yes, that's how I felt this morning after reading the day's news. I was Alice in Lewis Carroll's classic fantasy about a little girl who followed the white rabbit down into a strange, confusing, hard-to-escape world. I go down that rabbit hole where good is called evil. Evil is called good. Celebrities are called wise. Wise are called fools. And politicians pretend to be leaders. And I'm left wondering, what's going on in our crazy upside-down world? I think I have a clue from today's scripture, in which the Apostle Paul writes to Christians about the news in first century Ephesus. Paul reminds the Ephesians that their struggle, he says, their struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, spiritual forces, so that clearly there is something bigger going on than what they realize. Now, Bible students debate how we are to understand the powers and authorities that Paul says Christians battle. Some understand these to be fallen angel spirits. New Testament theologian F.F. Bruce, for instance, believes that they are cosmocrats, or high-ranking fallen angels wielding authority over specific territories. In this, F.F. Bruce calls to mind angel princes of Persia and Greece who battled against Michael and God's people in the book of Daniel, chapter 10. Bible commentator Ben Withington says these powers and authorities are common terms for fallen supernatural beings. Other commentators, such as Walter Wink, understand these powers and authorities not as angel beings, but as powers in the personal, social, political, and economic systems. There is a point at which these powers can become demonic, Wink says. Walter Wink goes on to write that the powers that be are more than just the people who run things. They are the systems themselves, the institutions and structures that weave into an intricate fabric of power and relationships. The powers that surround us on every side, they are necessary, they are useful, but the powers are also the source of unmitigated evil. Now, I see yet a third way of interpreting, of understanding the powers and authorities against which Christians battle. Rather than seeing them as just angel powers or social, economic, and political powers, we might see a spiritual dimension at work in all of them. Brian Walsh and Sylvia Keesmaat, in their commentary on the book of Colossians, they write about the interaction of the demonic with the personal, social, economic, and political powers. Walsh and Keesmaat write, quote, "So this is a clear reference to something that goes beyond social economic structures of political and military power. We believe in demons, and if we had the eyes to see, we would discern their destructive power in both personal and structural dimensions of life. End of quote. Shakespeare says it well in Hamlet. There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Yes, there are more things going on in our world than we can imagine. Just as one moment we see Simon Peter confessing Jesus as the Lord, the Messiah, so in the next moment we see Peter become Satan's mouthpiece as Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." The Apostle Paul said that the Roman government had delegated power from God to govern as God's servant. The word he uses there for servant, the Greek word is deacon. That it is God's deacon, God's servant for your good. We see that there in Romans 13. Our Lord Jesus also said that people should pay Caesar his due taxes. Yet both Paul and Jesus knew that Rome's power and socio-economic structures, they could be demonized for the purposes of crucifixion and idolatrous emperor worship. Powers and systems in first century Ephesus could become demonic. And so today, powers and systems God intended for good might well be demonized. So if political, economic, and social systems can be demonized, we will not find answers in them or any rabbit hole. Our answer comes when we first recognize that the battle that is going on in our world, it is spiritual. And recognize that the battle is spiritual is to be followed by waging a spiritual battle. Paul speaks in this Ephesians 6 passage of what we need to do in this spiritual battle. He says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication." There's nothing fancy here. Nothing that you and I probably have not heard before. But we're not looking to Rome. We're not looking to Washington or the rabbit hole for the answer. With all the things that are going on in our world in this spiritual battle, we're looking to Jesus to help us fight. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thank you for listening.